Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to talk about this morning, you know, in our extra hour about news. Remember, we're going to begin to look at God's news behind the news. First of all, I want to look at, you know, it's reported, you can see on the news reports today that the unemployment rates came out and the unemployment jumped by 8.2%. I mean, it jumped by 8.2%. And only 69,000 jobs were created, and anything below 150,000, they say this is a disappointment. And it's so important. I mean, you know, you can relate your fruitfulness, you know, how God is touching a nation, how he's touching you. He says, I'll bless the work of your hands. I'll give you houses that you didn't build. You know, when these things started happening to America, one of the first things that happened, and God laid on my heart in the beginning, because we want God's perspective of what's going on, right? We want to look at God's perspective, that he called me to go before, we were in the middle of one of the father and son prophecy events in the wilderness out there, which we call Next Outbacks today, and that I was called down. There was a steering committee that we had together of business people and church leaders and all that, about 70 of us kind of gathered around the table, and I remember Brother Ken Summerall looking around at that, and he says, I've never seen such diverse unity ever come together like that. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I mean, I just love Christian businessmen and women. I love Christian leaders, you know, and because they understand they're trying to lead a community, they're trying to lead a business, and they're having to hire. And have you ever had to hire before? Have you ever had to go through an interview process?
Yes.
As something is like, do you really want a job? Is that what you really want? Somebody says, I tried 3 job interviews that didn't work. Did you show up? Did you take your sunglasses off? Did you study about the company? Or did you feel like you were doing them a favor, or did you actually feel like they're going to do you a favor? I mean, it's amazing our perspective in that, you know?
All right.
And so, the very first thing that happened, well, God touched my heart. I needed to go down before the leaders. And, of course, in America, the concept of leadership for the local county is our county commissioners. That's what the county commissioners are, the ones that determine ordinances and things that are going on, you know. And the only one that could remove them from office would be the governor.
Right.
You know, and just like the sheriff, he's a constitutional officer as well, and they would remove him from office. So we had, well, I guess maybe 5 county commissioners, and I said I had to take a break, and everybody continued at the steering committee while they're working on the prophecy, right? Mm-hmm. And I go down to the Board of County Commissioners, and the county administrators there, and a couple of county commissioners that I know, and it comes time to speak. As a matter of fact, Doris is there. Mm-hmm. Doris is the court reporter, and also she used to be the secretary for my father years ago, and so we knew each other.
That's right, yeah.
We knew each other, and I was telling her, listen, God has this on my heart, and they'd actually called me down there to speak is what it was. And they invite ministers in to pray and to share what's on their heart, in that way. And so they invited me down there. I said, well, I'm going to go down there. What do you want me to do? And so I prophesied to them. I prophesied to them about what's going on. And I asked them, I said, you know, will you put your blessing on what's happening in the city? I mean, the whole world's responding. The governor's responding. All the businesses are responding. And there was 5 county commissioners that are 5 county commissioners heard the very same prophecy. And yeah, I delivered the best that I could deliver. Well, this time Doris was there, I believe, but this is a different one I was talking about. And so I delivered it, and only one county commissioner said, I don't support things like this. You know, I just don't get behind it. Mm-hmm. Another one pretty much said the same thing. Another one was silent, and I even went to the office of another one, and his secretary basically just shut it down. This is, mm-hmm. you know. And so, but then we said, one of them looked at us and they said, hey, can you come to my office after this meeting? And so we leave the it's like a court setting, but it's kind of commissioners, you know, it feels like a courtroom in there. Mm-hmm. And you went into his office, and he was so gentle and so nice and so kind. This is totally unsolicited. He looks at us and he says, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And we had all of our media crew there, and so we mm-hmm. pulled our cameras out. He said he would do an interview for us, and he took money out of his wallet. Remember that? He took money out of his wallet, and he said, here, I want to be able to give money towards this. So you had 4 who rejected the prophecy, mm-hmm. and you had 1 that accepted it. You had 4 who didn't hear God, and one that hurt God. And about 6 months later, and we could find out the dates later on, but it's, listen, within 6 months later, the governor removed 4 out of 5 of those county commissioners. They were totally, is this true?
This is true. I saw it.
You know, and terrible things happened. You know, a couple of them went to jail.
Yeah.
One of them was just tormented so bad that he ended up, you know, supposedly committing suicide. He was found up under a house where he had drunk poison or antifreeze,
I believe.
Something of that nature. Just really mysterious ending of what's going on, because it just doesn't seem to be in his character to do that. And but the big thing is this is the kind of stuff that we would see, is it not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is true. This is the prophecy went forth. I've prophesied. We did the interview. Actually, he rescheduled the interview. Is what happened. We came back into the interview later on, and then went back to the meeting, continued working on the prophecy, and that's how it turned out.
Right.
And so we've been seeing exactly what God says in His Word that He'll do. We've been seeing that, and it was amazing. So that was the only county commissioner that remained after all of that, and then 4 new county commissioners came in to replace them.
Yeah,
isn't that something?
I remember that.
Yeah, and so understanding this, that unemployment during that time, I was called a second time down there, and this is actually what I was actually referring to, was God laid on my heart to prophesy about the coming storm that's coming.
Right.
And that's when Doris was there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was other prophetic rabbit trouble. And well, you know, listen up when a prophet's speaking, right?
That's right.
And so I share with them about a storm is coming. And of course, we've had so many hurricanes at that time, and everybody's thinking, well, of course, one's coming. We just had 5 just recently.
Yeah.
And they talked about natural preparation and all this kind of stuff, and I just prophesied. And Doris is my witness to that, because she was the court reporter at that time. And it was a financial storm, but I didn't understand that it was a financial storm at that time. Words came after that, and prophetic dreams and visions came after that. And so as soon as this, quote, perfect storm hit America, as Alan Greenspan said, you know, it was rather fall. I actually was there in June, I believe, and I told him it's coming in the fall, and it came in the fall. It came in the fall of that year. But the biggest thing that happened, this is where I'm going to, is that immediately people begin to lose their houses. You know, it's important. I mean, it's very significant in the context of how God speaks to us. When He blesses us with a home, and He blesses us with a job, and we're working, and He's blessing the work of our hands, that's God working in your life. That's God working in your life. That's the blessings of God amongst other blessings. And then, so then we begin to lose our houses. That's God getting our attention. And so I remember on the courthouse right after that in Atlanta, that they had people, I mean, hundreds of people having their houses auctioned off right there on the steps. I mean, instantly, right away. And people began to lose their jobs. I mean, was it $1 trillion that was lost during that fall for the retirement and all that? It's like, you know, it's like that minimum force necessary that we talked about in the first hour today. Listen, okay, I got it, God. You know? But it's like, are they listening? Oh, my goodness. Right. It can get worse. And so, you know, with this unemployment jumping 8.2% and trillions of dollars have been printed up and borrowed from China and different things that are taking place. I mean, it's every man's attempt trying to do what only repentance can really do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so God is getting our attention. So I want to tell you that we know firsthand that if you decide, you know, this is God's perspective here, because God warned, right? He warned us. He sent a prophet, minimum force necessary. The commission did not respond. As a matter of fact, when I walked in to they called me back in the fall, right before that financial crisis hit again.
Mm-hmm.
And, I shared again, and this time it was like hitting a brick wall. It was just like I talked, and it just kind of, I mean, it literally felt like my words hit it like 4 foot in front of me and hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting with Donna. Donna came with me, my wife, and I was just depressed. It's sort of like, you know, you have a child that you don't want to discipline, but you know, it's going to have to happen, you know? And so I was just depressed. And so I walked out. But when I first came in there, I sat down in the front row, and the county administrator stood up over those high benches they have that they sit at, leaned down at me and looked at me in front of everybody, all the witnesses there in the courtroom. And he said, "You didn't have a dream, did you?"
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You didn't have a dream, didn't you? You know? And cause I've been talking in the past, I'd tell him what the Lord was saying and it would happen. I'd tell him what the Lord was saying, and it was happening. And so the warning went forth, but in the midst of that, by turning to God, we're seeing when we say, you know what, I'm going to turn to you, God. I'm going to I'm going to abide with you. You know, when we talk about going, getting an abiding plan, you know, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. It's a God command.
Right.
He said it's impossible to be able to do what's required of us outside of abiding with Jesus Christ. And you can get that plan at iabide.org today. But in doing that, and then getting rightly related and stop the mindset of going to church. And of course, we go to fellowship with the church because church is people. But we understand I got to start being the church. So the word of God applies to me, not to a building, not to an organization, but it applies to me. And when and then when we start doing that, it's amazing. Our life begins to get transformed and we change. And we, you know, all of a sudden now, our God is no longer our job.
Right.
You know, that's Baal. Baal worship is where you begin to worship the work of your hand, things that you build and things that you do.
Right.
And, you know, America has turned in its heart over to Baal worship. Mm-hmm. And we got to turn our hearts back to God. But I see God's people, when they hear what's being said and what I'm telling you now, and they repent, and they're seeing the job loss, they're seeing the consequences, they're seeing this escalation of hardship coming, and they hear the prophetic word come to them like it's coming to you now and say, you know what, I don't care what happens to my job. I don't care what happens to all these things, my comforts and convenience. I'm just going to worship God. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to find out what he wants for my life. And I'm going to do, it's no longer the great suggestion. It's actually the great expectation. Mm-hmm. You know, the great commission, the great expectation of God is we're all called to go out and begin to share with people and tell them about, you know, what's taking place. And so with what we're seeing, those that do that, that everybody's getting work. Everybody's getting a job. I think about John up in New Jersey, you know, when God calls him to New Jersey, that, you know, he gets a prophetic word, you know, in Florida, and then God, he has no job up there in New Jersey. He has no place to stay or anything like that. But God says, you know, that you're supposed to go to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And so he immediately begins to set up a plan. He writes down a specific vision to fulfill. How is this going to happen? And we'll talk more about vision segments in the future. But he wrote that down, and next thing you know, Joe out in Gainesville or Tallahassee. Give a shout out to Joe Martin this morning. We hope we can have you on VFN Radio sometime. But Joe, God touched his heart and said, "Listen, you know, I got some frequent flyer miles. I want to go ahead and pay for your ticket to go spy out the land." So he went for a week to spy out the land of Jersey, and to kind of look for places to live, to look for, you know, jobs and employment and job fairs and that type of thing. And as soon as he gets there, God touches someone's heart right there, a plumber, and he tells him this. He said, "Listen, you find any place in town." This is Jersey. You got to understand, Jersey rent is not like, you know, other rents. I mean, it's high. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, most people take a house and they cut it in half and rent the other half of their house just to pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Pick any place in town, and I'll cover the first 2 months' rent."
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
He's just doing what God said do. This is the thing that we do. This is what happens, Pat, is we tell God what we want him to do, and we get upset that it doesn't work out the way we wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, this is the reason why you ask and don't get is because you ask
wrong motives.
And so the thing is finding out what God, you know, not my will, but your will be done on earth. And that's not just a good idea. That's a God, you know, expectation. And so he goes, and when he gets there, you know, I mean, he's all over the place in regards to GPSs. GPSs and all of a sudden God reminds him of some wisdom and trying to find a place. And he literally misses this particular job interview. And so he comes back to Pensacola, you know, and begins to, you know, work on his plans to be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
He had, I believe it was a 90-day plan, maybe 60-day plan, 90-day
something like
plan.
That, yeah.
And he was planning on being there of December of that year, 31st or something.
Yeah.
And God just jumped the plan by like 30 days. They call him on Monday. He interviewed by so many different people.
Yeah.
And somebody calls him up on Monday and they go, "You got the job, but you got..." No, they called him up like on a Friday or something. He says, "You got the job, but you got to be here on Monday."
On Monday, yeah.
And he's first of all thinking, "Who is this? What company is this?"
Yeah.
I mean, you know, millions of people are losing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people are losing their house. But a man who obeys God, who abides with God, who loves God, God gives him 2 months free rent in Jersey, which is like 10 years in other parts of the country.
Yeah, right.
And so And then he has so many job offers and opportunities, you know, in regards to it, that when they call him up, they said, but you got to be here Monday. So he had, God moved so quickly when he moved in the will of God that literally, you know, some of those in the VFN family had to go help him and help Teresa, you know, wrap up their home and help get it rented because he had to take off and be there that Monday.
Yeah.
And he started working that Monday at a company that quickly. And I'm we're going to tell you a lot of stories like this because this is what God does. You know, the thing about it, we first got to say, listen, my job's not my God. What the job is God blessing me to be able to get finances to be able to help sustain me and my family, for me to be able to do what God's called me in my destiny. Your destiny is not your job. Your identity is not your job. Come on. Mm-hmm. We got to get past this. You know, work hard. Be a good employee. Be a good boss. But understand that we're called to advance the kingdom of God, you know, and so he shows up, and it was Phoenix University, I believe, that hired him up, and he's, you know, John's very talented, and they hired him up and started paying him right away, and he was going to Jersey City to be able to work there, and way ahead of schedule, God had rented their home in Florida, had him there, and he came down just for a weekend to be able to get a huge truck, which, you know, John... You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know, that was probably like his first biggest truck he ever rode and like that. And he rode it through snow
because
it was snowing around Christmas time.
Right before Christmas.
And he pulls up, and as soon as he gets there, he says, you know, I'm here for this reason. And he began to plant VFN Elmwood Park, New Jersey. And it was just so powerful because now so many people in the northeastern United States, well, New York and New Jersey and other areas are being blessed because of John and Teresa's faithfulness. And and since then, he's had headhunters, which are job people are looking to hire people, come hunt him up and find him and give him other jobs. And now he got a closer location to his home. He got blessed with a raise, getting paid more money. They let him work out of his home from time to time, and it's allowed him to do his ministry and love people and lead them to God. And also it has helped him. I mean, God blessed them so much that they came in there wanting to actually put him as leader over one of their branches out there. And he had to turn it down. They've never seen anybody turn down a promotion before. They didn't know how to handle it. And he's thinking, man, they're going to get rid of me now because I've turned down this promotion. Because he knew that would demand more of his time, which would take away what is called his destiny. So many people sell out
For money.
To a job. You know, and you should work hard at a job. You should work every hour that you're there. You should work. But don't make it your destiny. You know, don't make it your destiny. Your destiny is the same thing as everybody else who's a believer. It's advancing the kingdom of God, loving others, and leading us the same. And so he turned it down, and then they come back to him. And they say that we've never had this before. And he goes, "This, you know, he's listening." And they said, "But because you did this, this has opened all kinds of doors for you." Isn't that amazing?
Wow!
It's like the blessing keeps coming and coming and coming. So I want to encourage you. Yes, the unemployment rate jumped by 8.2%. Yet only 69,000 new jobs were created, and it needed to be at least over 150. And yes, there's millions of people unemployed. The unemployment is talking about running out really soon. But you know what? We can repent before the unemployment checks run out. You know, we can say, you know what, God? I don't know what I've been doing. I don't know what that was called. Obviously, you're getting my attention. You know, I'm just going to follow you. And if you want to find out more how to do that, you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can go to iabide.org and get an abiding plan and begin to abide with God. And you will find out, you will literally find out that truly it is doable. Walking with God is not as hard as religion has made it out to be.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your